one of the reasons why working on Aleinu is so important during Elul and its preparation for Rosh Hashanah is because the Sefer Emek Bracha was written by the father of the Shlach HaKadosh. Says as follows. A person should have a huge amount of kavana when he says Aleinu. And he quotes a sefer called Sefer HaMusa, saying that the way that we praise Hashem through Aleinu L'Shabeach is totally different to any other form of praise. Why? Because Aleinu itself contains within it all the different yesodos, the foundations, the madrigas, the different levels of emuna. Aleinu contains within it the basic foundational principles of Yiddishkeit, of Torah. And therefore, we're meant to say Aleinu with Ema, Yira, Rasis, or Zia, with fear, with trepidation, trembling. Because all the heavenly hosts are listening. And Hashem is with them. When we say Aleinu with Kavana, they're saying Ashrei Ha'am Shekach Alai. Obviously, this is Musa, because it's so easy to say Aleinu half-heartedly as we're 1 foot out the door, maybe 2 feet out the door at the end of davening. But to realize that Aleinu is there right at the end, because it's the seal on our tefillah, because it contains within all the levels that we're meant to have achieved and arrived at. And as we go through the words, we'll discover, we'll explore how Aleinu does really express all of these Yesodos HaEmuna. Because all the way from Metzias Hashem, the existence of Hashem, to Yemos HaMashiach, it's the prayer that joins the dots. And perhaps as a result of that, the Arizal says, Aleinu L'Shabeach is a Shevach Gadol Ma'od Ma'od. It's the most incredible way of praising Hashem. And it has the ability to mevatel all the chitzonim, all the negative spiritual forces that perhaps can become attached to us, just fall away due to the greatness of this prayer. There's nothing like it. That's why the Shlach HaKadosh, by the Chidah, says you have to stand up. We stand up because there is no praise like the praise of Aleinu. So whether we internalize within ourselves the foundational principles, whether it's on a Kabbalistic level, it has the ability to ensure that our tefillahs are free from any form of negativity. It can go straight up. Recognize the power of what we say. But it means we need to understand the words. We need to feel the principles. It needs to be an expression of what we really believe, not just what we're articulating superficially. And so when we work on these ideas, these yesodos of emuna, these foundational principles through Elul, we express them through the words of Aleinu L'Shabeach, that it really achieves its full power.